Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Order in the court. Order in the court, Kennedy.
All right.
Order. Dan? The judge has entered the chat.
Judge of who?
By the way, we got a text that, speaking of court, we got a shout out from Emily D. Baker yesterday. During I haven't watched all of it yet. Emily will be on the show tomorrow to talk about the Karen Reed trial. Now, this is a bigger situation than the Karen Reed trial. It's what happened yesterday on the neighborhood Facebook group. And I just get sucked into it. And it just, it infuriates me that I do it. But also, they shouldn't have done it. They should not.
It's not your place. Either way, it's not.
So, anonymously...
Your wrong doesn't make her wrong, right or wrong.
They're more wronger.
Righter than you.
They're wronger. More wronger than me.
They're wrong, but I'm going to... No.
Somebody posted a video on the neighborhood Facebook group, and anonymously, and it's a 10-second clip of a dog in a car barking. A little dog. Cute little dog.
Probably barking because the person is standing in front of the window.
Absolutely. And then the comment, you know, the poor dog has been left in this car for God knows how long. And I couldn't. It just hit me in a way. And so I posted, it's like 60 outside. That dog is fine. It was cool yesterday. Who hasn't left their dog out in the car when it's cool? It just happens sometimes.
I did all the time with Elvis. I travel alone. I can't go pee. He can't come with me. It is what it is.
And I said, he's just fine. Those cars have climate control even when the car's not running. A lot of new cars that are hybrid.
I've never heard that in my life, but go on.
Really? Oh, yeah. A lot of new cars have that. They have climate control because these cars are all
so
battery.
So irrelevant.
It is relevant because if the climate control is on, the dog is even
more
fine.
So if it was in a less traffic control, would you be mad then?
I don't know. I'd have to see. Again, it's all context, right? You need context to judge. If you were really upset, you'd have called the cops, but you weren't really upset.
No, I was just trying to shame people on the internet.
Well, everybody came for me then. So the special car is equipped to keep the doggy safe. Only a beep would leave their barking dog alone in the climate-controlled special car. So many people came at me.
See, what you did was you took the opposite stance of the pro-dog stance.
I'm pro-dog.
On the internet.
See, what you did was...
And they're going to kill you for that every time.
You tried to negotiate with a terrorist, and we don't do that.
Ann is from Walpole. Welcome to Carson's Court, Ann. You're now a part of the jury. What say you?
Well, Carson, anonymous Karen prancing by in her Lululemons just wanted to get her attention, but you are 100% right for correcting her, because she had no business putting her 2 cents out there, but you did step in the middle of the hen house by putting your opinion out there.
Facts all around.
Just community pages on the Facebook are no place to go to keep your mental health sane.
Thank you to jury member Ann. You are dismissed. Greg, welcome to the jury from West Roxbury.
Hi, thank you.
What is your ruling
first
here?
First of all, these Facebook groups are my favorite part of Facebook, the only reason I use them. The drama is so much fun, but you're going about it the wrong way. Carson, you're definitely right, but you got to troll them instead. My favorite is to say, and see, this is why I leave my puppy in the glove box. then people won't make videos like that.
Now, yes. Hey, order the court, Kennedy. Order in the court.
So you're taking serious Carson level petty to the next.
Where were you yesterday, Craig?
That's a great response. I would heart that response on Facebook.
Or just don't respond? Am I being crazy? Is it me? Am I the crazy one? Well, I guess we know that. Never
All mind. Right. We have now juror Mo.
Asked and answered.
Who is joining the jury from Hanscom Air Force Base this morning.
Hey, good morning.
What say you, Mo?
I agree. It's just not something that you would post. It's not appropriate. It's probably not what that Facebook neighborhood page is for. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think Facebook pages are only for people to complain about stuff. Because they're so unhappy in their real lives.
All right, Sue is from Acton. She's joining the jury this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
Good. This is nobody's talking about the Karen Reed trial anymore, Kennedy. They're mm-hmm. all talking about Carson's court this morning. What do you got?
Oh, well, I've owned dogs for almost 30 years, and I often leave them in the car for an hour or more. You just have to be smart about it. As long as it's not too hot or too cold, your windows are cracked open to the right amount, you can leave them there. They're happy as a clam, usually, so I see no problem with it.
You're trying to say is mind your business.
Well, I'm saying if I saw that dog and it was 100 degrees outside, I'd grab my Leatherman and crack the window, right?
Yeah, if you saw anything illegal in distress, yeah. You would get help for it.
Right.
But in distress is the key there.
Yes. As opposed... Yeah.
Standing outside and making the dog irate or anxious because you're staring at it and tapping the window at it. Like, that's not cool.
It also could have been in the car for literally 3 minutes. She wasn't standing there. She was just walking by.
Or it could have been there for 2 hours. Who knows how long the dog was in there? You have no idea what is going on. Does nobody crate their dog and they put... That was one of the things. Oh, how can you keep the dog in such a small space? Do people not crate dogs anymore?
Oh, I do.
Yes.
Smoking a crate right now.
Right. Oh, my God. How can you leave a dog in a crate?
She prefers it. She prefers it than sleeping in the bed with me. What does that say? Mm. That's a story for another day, isn't it?
Because you got cold feet.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.